everyone, welcome to a new episode of Social Blend. That woo moment, the woo, that is for my best friends. You guys know who you are. They were complaining because last week's episode and like a few other episodes didn't have me saying that. And I was like, are you kidding me right now? So I was like, I'll say it the next podcast and I'll dedicate it to you guys. So there you go. Happy Thursday, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I do want to let you guys know about some social media highlights, I guess, like things that are popping up. Anyway, so if you don't follow me already, my Instagram for my Social Blend podcast is Social Blend Pod, all one word. Pod is P-O-D. It's all one word. You can follow me there. What I will be doing is having kind of like breaking news, headlines, celebrity, things that are happening, and the occasional stuff with my life too. I have a few things that I already put up there this week. And if you know what they are, then we'll be, you know, talking about it today. And if you haven't, you should. Also, once you go on there, honestly, as long as you know my Instagram, you could see my Twitter, my Facebook, my Audio Boom account, and you could even email me. So I have a bunch of things on there. My Twitter is at Social Blend Pod. My Facebook is Social Blend Podcast, and my Audio Boom is on there too. It's a link and it goes right to my channel. So also I will be posting every episode a snippet of that new episode that you can listen to. So I'm so excited. I'm so happy I got this thing all taken care of. I feel like it was such a mess, my Instagram, and I didn't like use it that much. So now that I finally have it all together and it looks all nice, I will be using it more often. Also, if you go on iTunes, and if you're listening through iTunes, go on and review and make sure you rate my podcast for 5 beautiful stars. It would mean so much to me. That kind of just shows, like, and bumps up my podcast for, like, the top played and the top rated. So, if you do that, that would be such a big help for me. I did want to go today. Oh, first, happy August. It's August 1st. I'm feeling some kind of way because I feel like I haven't done anything this whole summer. I haven't been on any trips, but I have a few planned as we talked about last week. And I have a lot of trips planned for next year or this year coming up. So though this summer has not been filled with trips like it usually is, I am excited for what's to come. But yeah, so happy August, everyone. I hope this month brings you a beautiful tan and no burns. But I did want to talk to you guys about one thing. So I have in front of me, it's called Olay Eyes. And Olay Eyes is from the company Olay. And I've had trouble with dark circles under my eyes, puffiness under my eyes, and bags under my eyes. This has been going on for probably a year now. I don't know what it is. Like, I sleep, so that's like not an issue. It just pops up. So I was thinking it might be generic, but I found the company Olay, and they have Olay Eyes. Now, Olay Eyes is for dark circles, wrinkles, and puffiness under your eyes. I've been using it now for a week. I've seen such huge results, and I'm gonna actually post my results probably on my Social Blend story once I get a photo. I did a photo before and I look horrible, so I feel like I should do a new one, and then from now to maybe in 2 weeks, so you will see results. I've already seen it, and I've been only wearing it for like this week, and I've only been putting it on at night. So you're supposed to put it on at night and during the day, and it works so well, guys. All you do is take a little bit. It comes in a small bottle. That's the only thing I probably dislike about this product. It's a very small bottle and it costs $18, and I almost freaked out, but it is so worth it, and I'm so happy it's worth it because I did not want to waste my money. So again, it's Olay Eyes. If you want to try it, it's on Amazon, or you could go to Sephora or Ulta, any of those type of stores. Even Target has it. All these companies have it. They all carry Ola Eyes. And guys, it is, the results are amazing. I feel so much more confident when I go to work, when I go out, when I'm hanging out with friends, because I just feel like my eyes are like normal now. Like underneath my eyes are like fine. So I'm so happy. And if you have those issues, you should definitely try it. Okay, so I want to talk about, if any of you are going to school, you know the stress of registering for classes. It is like throwing your schedule all over the place, and because you need to figure out, like, when is this class okay? After work, before work, like, it's, oh my gosh, it's crazy. So I've been doing online classes because I have a full-time job, okay? So I cannot be, you know, just chilling and walking around campus because my ass has to be at work. So what I do is amazing online classes. I do a few each semester. Occasionally I do have the one class that I, you know, go to, but I just want to say we go through so much to just register classes for college courses, and I really need to give a round of applause for everybody that does it in college, because it is so freaking stressful to just do that little thing, let alone now having to go to the classes or do the classes. So yeah, I hope your registering classes thing is going well. The thing is I'm very late all the time with it. I love to, procrastinate. I love it. I rather procrastinate and get it all done last minute than to just do it beforehand and have everything set. I don't know why. That's just how I am. Now, I did want to talk about one more thing. Before we get into topics today, I was at Dunkin' Donuts down the shore. Now, I live in Jersey, and I go down the shore. I mean, I really want to go once a week, but occasionally, like every 2 weeks, I'll go down to the shore. And I went into a Dunkin' Donuts. Guys, Dunkin' down the shore has floaties, towels, cup holders with different things, all for the beach. They have a Dunkin' iced coffee floaty, and it looks just like the iced coffee I would get. It has a little caramel swirl, almond milk, blend that together, and that's what my drink looks like on a float. I was freaking out, but I did not want to spend $17, so I just kind of like, I took a picture of it and ran away. But I was like, I really want that. So, I mean, maybe if I go again, I might buy it. But guys, $17 for that, I can't do it. But they had other nice stuff too. They had floaties for the kids. They had towels with Dunkin' coffees on it. And then they also just had one that said Dunkin'. So I fell in love. And if anyone out there wants to get it for me, guess what? You know where to get it. And my P.O. box is... No, I'm joking. But yeah, I just want to let you guys know that, just in case you have a pool. Like, if I had a pool, I would definitely have bought the float, but I don't have a pool. So, but if you do have a pool and you love Dunkin', I definitely recommend that. Okay, I wanted to talk in topics about a movie I saw this weekend. So I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and guys, it was such a good movie. Now, if you know me, I love the 50s in Hollywood. I love the 50s, 60s. Those were such awesome times in Hollywood. I mean, so many amazing actors, actresses, even singers were around at that time. And I love the music, and the people are just, I love them all. Now, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood takes place in that time frame, and you got to see all the old Hollywood, and I loved the movie. I gave it a 4 out of 5, and it was only a 4 out of 5 because I feel like it was really long, and some parts could have gone cut out, but, you know, what's her name? Margaret Robbie. She played Sharon Tate. She did an amazing job. She was so good. You got Brad Pitt and Leo. They also were amazing. It was so cool and such not them. And I It was, oh, I loved it. They are so good acting. They really get themselves into character. So I definitely recommend to go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And, yeah, I might actually go see it again. But it was awesome. It was like, oh, here's another thing. So I went to LA last year. And when I was there, there was a movie being filmed. Now, someone said it's a Quincy Tarantino, whatever. It's one of his movies. Guys, it was this movie. I'm watching the movie, and I was like, holy shit, I remember being in that parking lot looking across the street at the old cars. And I was like, oh, I don't know what movie this is. And this was the freaking movie, guys. Isn't that crazy? A year later, now the movie's out. So, yeah, definitely go see that movie. It's great. And it's one of his most successful movies, actually. It did great for the first week. I think it did like 40 million. So that is awesome. The movie looked great. The trailer and the movie itself was amazing. Okay, next I want to talk about the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. Guys, we just learned yesterday that the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show might be canceled. They said runway closed. So the fashion show itself, it looks like it's just going to be canceled because the company wants to rebrand. And that's coming from last year's show where they kind of were like, let, you know, bigger women go in the show and, you know, disabled people in the show and all of that. And then they wanted like women and guys. Honestly, I feel like the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show is for models. And, you know, though there's no skinny or, like, thick models, I don't know. Like, it kind of, I don't know. I thought it was so dumb. Like, when everyone was like, why can't disabled people be in it? And why can't men and women be in it? And why can't thick women be in it? And I understand it. Hello, I am all about that. But at the same time, it's like, this has been going on for so long. Like, it's kind of their thing to have, like, these really skinny women on here. And yeah, so now it looks like they're like rebranding the show and they canceled it, allegedly. This is right now not 100% official. I don't want to say it is canceled, but it looks like it's going to be canceled. So once I hear more about that, we could talk more. Okay, next we have, oh, stop it, I love it, we have Iggy Azalea. She has a new album out, and it is called In My Defense. So I've been repping Iggy for a while now. She is great, and I feel like y'all are sleeping on her, and it's disgusting, okay? It is so disgusting. So let me just, this is a snippet. It's called Spend It by Iggy Azalea from her new album. Here we go. Run it back. Run my money back. Yes, I love it. It is so good. It's bops. The entire album is bops. I can't play the album, the full album, but guys, it is filled with bops. And I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have known this album, and I'm blessed to be listening to it every day. I was in the car jamming. I didn't care who was next to me. I didn't flinch. I was moving, bouncing like that. I loved it. It's great. Okay, I wanted to, before we talk about her, I wanted to talk about House Laboratories with Gaga. If you haven't bought it already, the duos are for sale right now, but the last day is today, August 1st. It is the last day to purchase it, and it will be over. You can still buy the full kits. They are $50 each. But if you just want the duos of the two lip glosses or the two blah, 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 whatever, it is like $26 and you get those. So, I hope you guys like get these if you want it, because if not, they're going to probably like raise the prices. I'm not sure. I have no idea what's going on, but it looks like that's what they're doing. So that. Okay, now let's talk about her. So we have Miss Lady Gaga, aka Stephanie Germanotta. She was making out with some guy, and I said, what the actual hell is this girl doing? And why don't I know about it? So she has a new boo, allegedly, named Dan Horton. He is an audio engineer. Oh my God, wait, my Alexa just turned on.
An audio engineer helps to produce a recording or a live performance, balancing and adjusting sound sources using equalization and audio effects, mixing, reproduction, and reinforcement of sound.
I didn't even ask her. Guys, she has been like answering me for the most random things, and I feel like she's listening to me all the time. Hey, Alexa. Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
I always say that to her because I'm scared that one day she's gonna come alive and just kill me. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, he's an audio engineer. Now, I'm happy because this means one thing and one thing only. We are getting a new album, ladies and gentlemen. We are about to get a new album up in here. And I'm blessed. You know how many times I've heard Shallow? Do you know how many times? I'm over it. I'm done. So, it just, he doesn't look like her type, but, you know, whatever. Listen, as long as he has his own money and he's not going to be like Taylor Kinney, her last boo that tried to take her money, we're good, you know? Next, since we're talking about other relationships, let's talk about Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Is this a publicity stunt or is this real? I need to know because nobody else does. They were found making out in Miami Beach. And it's just weird because I saw a video and they looked at cameras and then they started doing it. So I said, that's a little weird to me that they're doing it like that. So we'll see what happens. I mean, they have that song Señorita and they probably want it number one. So that's probably what they're up to. Okay, so Katy Perry had a court date regarding the song Dark Horse. And guys, she lost. She lost. I cannot believe it. So, Dark Horse, if you don't... Here, let me just play a snippet. Oh, yeah. Yeah, y'all know what it is. Okay, so... That's the song. Remember it? It became a hit in the summer of, I think, 2014. Now, this guy called Flame has sued her because it sounds like his song, Joyful Noise. Now, he is a Christian singer. Now, let's listen to his song because I couldn't even breathe when I saw this. Okay. Okay, so now this was in 2011, right? He did this song. Now let's hear Katy Perry.
Let's rage.
Now, okay, they do sound similar, okay, but only with the backing track. And that's what he went in there for. He said that this boo, this girl, Katy over here, stole his backing track. Now, they do sound similar, okay, but very different at the same time. I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like it's not the same. Like, even though it kind of sounds like it a little bit, it's not the same. I'm telling you, it just is so different, the songs. And, oh my God. But anyway, so now, I don't know what's going to happen, because they didn't say anything about what's going to happen now, but it looks like she's, like, he's going to be one of the producers on the song now and get royalties from it. So, I mean, you know, he better go off, and, you know, that sucks for Katie, but at the same time, like, you know, they get paid a lot every year. I mean, I'm talking maybe $30,000 a year for it. But $30,000 is $30,000. Hello. Hello. That is a lot of money. So, you know, whatever. I hope. I don't know with these rich people. Can I have it? Can I please get it on here? Okay, next, I want to say one more thing. On August 30th, Lana Del Rey, this is for all my Lana Del Rey fans, she has a new album coming out called Norman Effin Rockwell. And I love Lana Del Rey, and I'm so excited because I need her music in my life. Her music is just something else. And lastly, I want to talk about the song Old Town Road. It actually broke the record for the number of weeks on the Hot 100, the top of the Hot 100, beating out Mariah Carey's One Sweet Day. So I think it was 17 weeks for Mariah Carey's One Sweet Day with, what was it called? What was the band called? Boys to Men, I think. And, so yeah, so I think it was 18. He holds it for 18 weeks. So that's, like, amazing. And, because every year, we've been doing this for years now. It's probably been 20 years since she had this record. And we've been trying to keep it because, you know, it's Mariah. So, but yeah, good for him. He's broken so many records. That's, like, an amazing thing to do at such a young age. Wow, look at the time. Other than that, guys, this is it. This is it. So, I don't know, I just feel so long farewell to you, my friend. Does anyone remember that from, where was it, Nickelodeon? Out of the box, out of the box, out of the box. What a bop. All right, other than that, guys, I hope you have a great weekend. It's almost Friday. Don't you just love, like, I love Thursdays because it's almost Friday. Like, that's why I love it, you know? So, other than that, I really, like, I just want to sleep all day. Okay, bye. Don't wanna complicate you.